Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to catch up with the national pastime in a short time? Tune into the Morning Lineup podcast. Every weekday, in less than 10 minutes, we'll bring you all the wonderful...
He's done it again! See ya! A monster two-run home run!
All the wild...
Here comes Ramos! This game is over!
All the weird...
Contreras is chewing on the tape.
...that makes the MLB season special. Check out the Morning Lineup on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's never been about the production and the results to me, and that's something that we embody with it. It's when it's a run play, what does the backside receiver look like? When I'm running a route that I might not be the primary, but I'm opening it up for the other receiver, what does my body language look like? And so I believe all of that leads to points. But I think sometimes we get caught up in thinking that the result is the big picture, and it's not. I think good things, and when everybody eats, it's a mindset of just doing your job, and the results will take care of itself.
Joe Brady, Bills offensive coordinator Joe Brady. Everybody eats, big slogan for the Bills offense last 2 years. There he kind of talks about it like it's very close to just do your job.
Yeah.
McDermott's had one. You're 1/11th. You know, he says it has nothing to do with production or it's not that production doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And I, you know, whatever, like this concept the Bills have had. I think last year they were out to prove a point that they could do it without Diggs, and they did prove that Josh Allen could run a great offense without a true number one receiver. Of course, they went out and then they upgraded their receiver core, so we'll see how things go this season. But I don't know, Joe. Like hearing Brady talk about that, there's always one thing that's at odds with the idea that production doesn't matter, and that's that production does matter.
Mm-hmm.
If Keon Coleman has 400 yards this year and the offense is top ranked,
yeah,
that matters for Keon Coleman. If Dalton Kincaid is a 1,100, 1,200 yard receiver, that matters. That is important. So, you know, you could say production doesn't matter, but who produces determines who you keep, how your offense maintains, sustains, how your offense builds. So, it's to me, there's a lot of it that's, of course, like slogan and everybody do your job. When the ball's not coming to you, do your job. That's important. That's good teamwork. That's being a good teammate.
Well, and that's interesting that he mentions their like body language, and he gets right to, you know, like the guys that aren't maybe the primary on the play.
Selling a play.
Yeah.
That's what he's talking about.
Because I'm thinking when that clip is playing, is he talking about Coleman? Because who else would he be talking about?
Yeah,
he's not talking about Mac Hollins from last year doing that type of stuff, right? He's not. I don't think he's talking about Khalil Shakir, you know, with body language and doing that, you know, that type of stuff. I kind of feel like he could be talking about Coleman there, but and you know, maybe he is a little different for them on production versus the process of it versus, you know, as he talks there, like what are you doing when you're not the focal point of the play? What are you doing when it's a run play? What are you doing when, hey, this play is designed to go to Khalil Shakir? What are you doing on the play? Because Coleman is going to be asked, I believe, to play a role that Mac Hollins played last year, which was you're on the field all the time, and when it was Matt Collins, you're also not going to see the ball very often, right? Matt Collins played, what was it, 700 snaps last year?
Yeah.
And how many times did he catch the football?
39.
39? So I've got 600 and whatever snaps where he's not getting the football. And this year, not to say Coleman will catch 30 passes. He caught 30 passes last year, didn't he, as a rookie?
Mac had 31.
Mac had 31. I think Coleman probably is more involved in that role in the offense, but I think Coleman is going to be the, hey, you're on the field all of these plays where you're not getting the football. That's your job is not just, you know, contested catches and becoming a more refined route runner. Maybe he'll play more in the slot. Didn't sound like that to me yesterday.
No.
But for you, it's also you're the dude that's always going to be out here when you're not getting the football. So all of this other stuff is important to you.
Yeah, you got to sell that job. 803-0550 on the Bills receivers if you want. You know, I want to bring this up kind of as a half-joking, half-fourth-wall conversation where the Bills are going to be on Hard Knocks. And, Joe, the number of times that people say to me, like, oh, Hard Knocks, you know it's going to be on Hard Knocks. It's happened yesterday with our program director, that the clip of Bean yelling at us about wide receivers or whatever, getting spicy is what I like to say.
Uh-huh.
Why are we talking about wide receivers? Like, that's going to be played as part of Hard Knocks, and then they'll do a package on the Bills wide receivers. And
it'll be a lead-in to them talking about wide receivers?
Who knows? Maybe it's a storyline that that everyone kind of drums up.
Uh-huh.
You know, things like they forgot about Josh Palmer, a thing we definitely did not do. But the question I wanted to ask, half in fun, lightheartedly, is Elijah Moore a win for the receiver train? How does Elijah Moore fit into that if they're going to play that? If they're going to lean on, hey, why are you criticizing the receivers? That was before they signed Elijah Moore. Now mm-hmm. Elijah Moore's on the team. There are plenty of people talking like he is a big deal. And like expectations for him should be to be, I don't know, their second best receiver. Could he be their second best receiver? How hard would that be for him to be their second best receiver? Yesterday, I found from Judah Fort King, who's a guy I follow on Twitter, and he does a bunch of stuff on wide receivers and, you know, plot charts about vertical. This one is about yards per vertical route separation.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see this chart?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Basically, how open are you getting you're running deep?
On vertical routes, yes. I'm going to go from the bottom of the NFL to, this is 200 routes run, separation in the NFL on vertical routes. Last in the NFL was Keon Coleman. Second to last in the NFL was Curtis Samuel.
Mm-hmm.
Third last was Jalen Polk. Fourth last was Amari Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
Three of the four worst separators on vertical routes were on the Bills.
Mm-hmm.
Then if you move further in, what do you see?
I'm surprised Matt Collins wasn't low on that list. He might be lower, but not bottom four.
Khalil Shakir had a decent number here. He was relatively fine. Hollins, I don't know, maybe he didn't meet the threshold. Did he run 200 routes? It feels like he must have.
He had to have.
Anyway, the point that I'm getting to is that moving further up the board and passing a lot of players that you've heard of before is Josh Palmer.
Yeah.
And highest of anybody, actually above average in vertical route separation, is Elijah Moore.
Yeah.
That he's a guy that gets separation vertically, but just didn't get the ball. Like this plot chart, what it is how much separation did you get and how much do you get the ball? And you have some guys that don't separate that put up big numbers. That's George Pickens and Justin Jefferson. You've got some guys that did separate, but didn't get mm-hmm. the ball. And with this Bills offense, like part of it's probably the design, but in terms of just getting open down the field, the two players they've added in Elijah Moore and Josh Palmer do what they didn't have before. And to me, that's a big upgrade. Moore, though, the thing that's interesting to me, if he does well, are you going to sign him?
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I don't think you can. You've got Shakir, Samuel, and Palmer.
I guess you would have to say goodbye to Samuel.
Samuel would be, if especially if Moore... Because you wouldn't expect both of them have great seasons.
No, you wouldn't. They're probably in direct competition to a degree.
Yeah, so if Moore is going to have this great year for the Bills, then I'm expecting Samuel's season maybe looks a lot like it did last year, where he makes a play here and there, and maybe a couple of them are important plays, like in the playoffs that he did, but the volume's not there, the role isn't that huge, maybe there's injury stuff, and if it goes that way, he's getting cut next year. He's not on the team. At best, they rework the contract so that it's super cheap. But they're not going to have a big cap hit to their fifth wide receiver if he's been passed. And then it's a Shakir contract and it's a Palmer contract.
Right.
And even if Moore had a great year, he's not earning some massive deal.
Is he earning 15? Is he earning?
He might be earning 15.
Yeah, right. Is he earning middle of the road receiver money?
I still wouldn't think the Bills are spending that much at receiver, though. If Elijah Moore earned a $15 million a year contract, I've got Shakir at $15 million, and I've got Palmer at 12.
I know.
Comparison to the league, that's not that expensive. So,
compared to the league, those individual contracts are not that expensive compared to the top guys.
Yeah.
But compared to the league, having three guys on that amount of money per year actually is expensive.
The Bills, it would equate to about what Justin Jefferson makes.
The Bills have, as it is, a reasonably expensive receiver core on average annual value, like money paid. They really do. It's one of the things. You're right. Jefferson's deal is $35 million. His cap hit this year is $8 million.
Yeah.
So,
that's right.
It's one of the things about these contracts that they sign that are shorter term, that aren't loaded. Like, if you get a guy, I mean, Shakir's cap hit's probably a lot lower than his number. But the Bills, it's to me, it's one of the key points. They're not really saving a lot of money on receiver by doing what they're doing. Not at all. The teams that are saving money by churning in receivers, the Packers do that. Every Bills receiver will make more than Matthew Golden if Elijah Moore gets his contract to 5 million. Mm. Matthew Golden is making like 4. He was a first round pick. So, you know, the Bills can go with the second tier receivers. They're not saving money by doing it.
But they are keeping it in check to some degree, because Minnesota is going to have to pay Jordan they're probably going to pay Jordan Addison at some point.
Maybe.
And then you've got teams like that. Not to say this is the better way to do it, but they're going to eventually be spending a lot more money than the Bills are at wide receiver, right?
Maybe.
The Bengals are.
The Bengals are. Yes, several
For
teams
sure.
do spend more than the Bills at the position. But if we're just talking about actually how it is working, the Bills are not saving a lot of money at that position. They're spending.
Where do they rank in the league right now in terms of the position?
Average. If I went just AAV, they were 11th.
Yeah. 11th most.
Yes.
That they're spending.
Because you have like shorter term contracts, and you have Palmer and Palmer is 10 and Samuel is 9. Other teams, again, like no one's saying they can't win. We're just kind of in this discussion now about this approach that they have. Other teams don't spend that $9 million contract. In fact, now like fitting it in with last year's conversation, when they signed Samuel, I said to you, that's interesting. I like this player. That's a weird number. Guys don't sign for that because you either get a big-ish kind of contract or you draft a guy.
and the Bills giving a guy $9 million, look at it. It's just you've got all these contracts at the top and then a big dip, and then you'd have lots of rookie contracts because it's just so much cheaper. So,
well, I do think more if he had a year.
Would they even want to re-sign him?
I think, well, they're proving right now they're willing to have three middle-of-the-road contracts. So why wouldn't they want to do it next year?
Right.
Just replacing Samuel with Elijah Moore. If Moore is a better fit for it, especially when you just kind of pointed it out. This was, again, the Bean comments going back to that draft day. They ended up doing what I wanted to see them do in round three or round four at some point. Just add somebody in the receiver room that can run down the field.
Yeah.
Your quarterback wants to throw the ball down the field. Not all the time, but a good amount. He likes to chuck it deep because he's got the arm for it. And you don't really have a lot of guys that... where that is their best skill set. And then Bean comes on, and later that day, Elijah Moore's in town.
Yeah,
and they sign him, and like, okay, we're good. Like, at least for me, like, the skill set part of it is now solved. And it's a player that's not a rookie. Like, that was, to me, even better that you brought in a guy that's played in the league for 4 years rather than somebody that would have been a third or a fourth round pick. And like, how much of a role are they really going to have? How ready are they going to be for the NFL right away? This dude's played in the league and you know he could play in the league. So now it's just how big is the role. So I like what he presents as a receiver. If he comes out and that is realized, like, oh, he is catching balls down the field. He looks like the Bills' deep threat, and he can do all these other things. He's a well-rounded route runner. Man, I'm gonna be banging the drum for them to re-sign him. Not at like, you know, if he has 850 yards for the Bills this year, and I don't even care about the touchdowns. He's not a big touchdown guy, but if he catches 50 passes for 800 plus yards this year, I'm gonna want them to re-sign him. $10 million, $15 million, something, you know, cap goes up. Something around the Palmer contract. I pointed out earlier in the week or last week, he has the exact same stats in his career that Josh Palmer does. If he comes out and does it for the Bills, why shouldn't I give him exactly what Palmer gets?
Age, among other things. Because you don't want three receivers making $11 to $13 million. You kind of don't want that.
Well, they might.
Yeah, that's odd.
They have it.
It's a little odd.
They kind of have it. What's not? It's 8 and 13.
Yeah,
that's what they have right now.
It's kind of strange to have that. Anyway, 803-0550. Interesting receiver conversation. I think Moore's getting plenty of love out there, and we'll see if it comes to fruition. Jeremy and Joe, give us a ring. 803-0550. Bills OTAs rolling along. We heard from both offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator yesterday. Got Joe Brady's thoughts on James Cook not being there. And, you know, plenty more to get to. It is 64 and sunny. It's a beautiful Wednesday. High of 85 today. Highs in the 70s for the foreseeable future. Summer is upon us. Happy Wednesday. Give us a ring. Pop on the YouTube chat. Make a comment, like, subscribe, join us any way you can here on WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to catch up with the national pastime in a short time? Tune into the Morning Lineup podcast. Every weekday, in less than 10 minutes, we'll bring you all the wonderful...
He's done it again! See ya! A monster two-run home run!
All the wild...
Here comes Ramos! This game is over!
All the weird...
Contreras is chewing on the tape.
That makes the MLB season special. Check out the Morning Lineup on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.